Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. By the numbers, choral singing is the most popular form of participation in the performing arts for children and adults. Chorus America says some 53 million Americans are singing their hearts out in one of the nation's 270,000 choirs. Voices, the new Community Arts Center choir, is holding combination auditions rehearsals this weekend and next at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center. We're joined by Sylvia Johnson, a Thalian Association board member who's doubling as the choir's director. She says they welcome all skill levels.
If you notice in a setting of any kind of praise and worship setting, or even at live concerts where people are encouraged to sing a cappella when the musician nudges them to, hey, you know, you sing along with me, and the music fades away. If you notice, you never can hear who sounds bad and who sounds good. There's this overall good. We can render a joyful noise regardless of how well this person sings. So if you put a person who sings okay in between two people who can sing, that person doesn't stand out. And that's the beauty of a choir. People just want to sing.
There is no cost to participate in the Community Arts Center choir, which is open to ages 8 through 100.
The uniqueness in saying to age 100 is because I happen to have friends who are in their 90s, who are still living by themselves, courting, driving, and very vibrant people. And these people also sing. I just wanted to say to 100 so that it's clear that we recognize when you say 8 and older, sometimes people above 40 or 50 don't think you mean them.
The auditions rehearsals will take place on Saturdays, February 8th and February 15th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center, located at 120 South 2nd Street.
The audition part of it is not a part that we want to sound too intimidating because, you know, we say audition rehearsal so that the mindset is that you are coming to be heard. It's to find out where you are, what your comfort level is. If you love singing soprano, if you can sing all parts, and then we will be learning a song. So you will go away knowing something that you didn't know before you came. And that's what the audition rehearsals are for.
So what types of music will you be singing?
We will be singing gospel, classical, American contemporary, and jazz. Nothing is beyond the scope of what we will do, but it will be uplifting music. We'll be jamming some.
You have several engagements already scheduled.
Right now, the first performance is lined up for May 24th, which is the Orange Street Art Fest. And then we will make an appearance at the annual Pearl Harbor commemoration. We're planning to do two benefit concerts this year to benefit the Hannah Block Historic Foundation.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're talking with Sylvia Johnson, Director of Voices, the new Community Arts Center choir based at the Hannah Block Historic USO Community Arts Center. The Wilmington native is an accomplished singer who has opened for the likes of Patti LaBelle and Dionne Warwick. What has been your most memorable musical experience to date?
Singing and touring with Tom Brown, jazz trumpeter. We were at BET Jazz Central, which was a division of BET Television that they had started at that time. It was hosted by the late Lou Rawls. And I remember being so nervous in that setting from the time we landed to the limousine picking us up and taking us to BET. But I remember that day when lights, camera, and action were a reality, I dropped the ball because I did not sing loud enough. And I remember Lou Rawls telling me, you should have sung louder. He said, you have a beautiful voice. You should have sung a little louder. But I was a little bit shy because I thought, I don't want to overpower the instruments. I didn't really want to sing full out because it was in such a quiet studio setting. He said, young lady, you can never overpower an instrument. And I'll never forget that.
But Sylvia credits her mom with helping her to find her voice.
It wasn't until I was about 12 or so that my mom said, you're going to stop yelling in this choir and you're going to start to sing. And then she put me in formal vocal lessons so that I could learn how to use my diaphragm and make the noise that I was making count. And I'm so glad that she did.
If you'd like more information about Voices, the new Community Arts Center choir, visit wilmingtoncommunityarts.org. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.